Papua New Guinea's parliament has finally set for the emergency session, promised after a devastating earthquake more than a month ago. Prime Minister Peter O'Neill outlined how much money the government had left for relief efforts.
Today, as we speak, there's about more than 59 million Kenya in the account. The committed funds from ADB, Japan, and others are yet to come. And of course for the Kumu Petroleum, so we have got a sufficient amount of money to keep going for the next 3 months.
In the speech draft obtained by the ABC from the Parliament Statements and Bills Office, it stated that 50.2 million kina from the 59 million kina would be spent on commitments. After those commitments are met, the PNG government will have just 7 million kina, or 2.7 million Australian dollars left. Mr. O'Neill hopes international agencies will fill in the gap.
We also got US, we are seeking the release of the committed US $3 million from ADB as grant assistance. That should be available in the next few days.
Mr. O'Neill presented the long-awaited Restoration and Emergency Acts and told Parliament the full cost would be billions of kina. PNG still needs to provide short-term relief for the thousands affected. People in Western Province, Hela, and Southern Highlands still lack clean water, reliable food supplies, and permanent shelter. But Mr. O'Neill says aid supplies are heaping up in Port Moresby because the Australian government withdrew its C-130 aircraft.
This has certainly saved many lives, and we are already starting to see that both the Australian and New Zealand governments are now trying to redeploy the aircraft back to their country. We are discussing it so that it can stay in for at least another month or so before we can be able to say that we don't need them anymore.
The Restoration Act will be in effect for at least 3 years. The government will create a Western Anger, Southern Highlands and Hela Authority, or WASH, to carry out its work. But PNG's opposition leader, Patrick Pruaich, has questioned why the government isn't using existing funds for earthquake relief.
We have this DSIP and PSIP in Mistat, widely budgeted for people of Hela Province, Southern Highlands, Gulf, Western Province, Lomimpla, Lowesipik, Lotelfomin. Why can't the national government immediately release this money? Even a provincial government who is on the ground.
The government says it has already released funding to districts affected by the quake. Tari MP and Finance Minister James Marape says his electorate has received some funding.
2 million each went to 5 districts that were severely affected, including my district. So that money hit the accounts 2 weeks ago, and because of technicalities, like for instance in my province, the entire provincial treasury and the district treasury are not functional because the earthquake ripped them apart.
Technical problems are widespread in the quake-affected areas. Their administrations were not functioning well before the quake. Now they have to respond to the ongoing consequences of the disaster while waiting for international funding to arrive.